This is Near FM
90.3.
All right, so now I am joined by Doug Roberts, and Doug is from Joe Duffy Motors. Doug, you are very welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Very good. And how are you enjoying downstairs?
It's busy and it's great to get chatting to people. Met a good few people so far. Quite a few interested in the motor trade, so positive.
Great. Okay, so for anybody who's living under a rock and doesn't know about Joe Duffy Motors, could you give us a brief run over of your organisation?
Absolutely. We are Ireland's leading motor retail group. We have 23 different locations around the country. We're primarily based in Charlestown, Finglas, Dublin, Leven, and also in Ayrside Swords, but we also have garages in Drogheda, Navan, Athlone, Cork and Limerick.
Okay.
650 staff, so quite large.
Wow. It's quite large.
Yeah.
And tell me then, in regards to the apprenticeship programme, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So anyone who joins us as an apprentice to become either a motor mechanic or vehicle body repairer, they'll spend 4 years on and off training and in and out of our workshops. Okay. So goes from phase 1 to 7. You begin phase 1 in the dealership. That can take around 6 months. You learn the basics of the workshop, how things go. Phase 2, you go into college, generally in town in DIT, but it can vary. There you learn some of the theory, some of the more detailed mechanics, and then you come back into the workshop for phase 3, back into college phase 4, workshop phase 5, college phase 6, then back into the workshop to qualify in phase 7. That can take 3.5 to 4 years, depending on how you get on.
Okay, that was my next question. How long does it generate? 3.5 to 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, 3.5 to 4 years, depending on how quickly you get into the colleges. Depending on how busy it is, you could end up in Dublin for phase 2 and phase 4. Sometimes you'll go down the country, Kilkenny or Athlone for phase 4. It depends on the time.
Okay, brilliant. And did you come through the apprenticeship programme yourself?
I didn't actually, no. Looking back, I would have enjoyed being an apprentice and going through and becoming a mechanic, particularly given how things are moving now towards electric vehicles, hybrid vehicles. There'll be a lot of money to be made in fixing and servicing and maintaining these cars. So I think I'm fairly into my career as a recruiter now. But looking back, I would love to have done it. And if I was 20 again, I'd definitely do it, without shadow of doubt.
I'm wanting to join all these apprenticeships now after all.
Yeah, they're tempting.
Yeah. And tell us then, kind of the next question there is, do you have a specific age group that usually comes, or what way does that kind of work?
That's a good question. We don't really go after a specific age group. I mean, we don't discriminate at all. I mean, generally the people who are attracted to it would be school leaver age through to 20 plus. It's entirely up to people if they want to apply or not. For the first year or so, phase 1 and 2, you live on a training allowance, which is ultimately similar to our part-time wage. So it might suit those living at home. But again, we're open to hearing from people who are not living at home. It's we don't discriminate at all.
Brilliant. Yeah, as we were chatting with the ladies, the guidance counsellors, we were just saying that you can change career these days. It's not like it used to be where you get a job and a job for life. Okay, and Doug, tell us then, are there any pre-required kind of qualifications? What do you require from somebody before they come on board?
Good question. I mean, a desire to learn a trade. Okay. It does require a bit of commitment. It's 3.5 to 4 years. There are about 1.5 to 2 years in college learning and applying that learning to exams. Aside from that, realistically, someone with a full driving license, full Irish or European Union driving license, and a pass grade at Leaving Cert maths and physics, very desirable.
Okay, desirable but not wholly necessary, or?
It depends.
Okay.
Again,
things can
be case by case, but for the most part, they need a good grade maths or physics to be able to understand the latter stages of the apprenticeship.
Yes, I totally understand.
Things get a bit more technical and mathematical.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially
Absolutely,
these days.
Yeah. Not that I know, I didn't do it myself, but I'm reliably informed.
Very good. Okay, and tell me this, is it yourself that they would get in touch with, or...
Mm-hmm.
So where can somebody go if they want some more information?
Good question. They can go to www.joeduffy.ie.
Mm-hmm.
Our careers section has all of our current vacancies and lots of information about apprenticeships within the group. Equally, they can get in touch with hr@joeduffy.ie. That will come through to myself and my colleagues in HR, and we'll process their application from there.
That is brilliant. Look, Doug, thank you so much. And I wish you the best of luck with the rest of the day.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks. Okay, I am also joined now by Alan Guiney, is it?
That's the one, yeah.
There you go, Alan. And Alan is a tutor with the Plunkett College, which is just down the road here from us, of further education. And Alan, tell us what brought you here to the apprenticeship fair today.
Well, I'm a tutor on the pre-apprenticeship carpentry and construction department.
Okay.
So we were just asked by the principal, would we mind going up as part of our promotion and drive to get more students in and get more people into the trade and things like that.
Okay, so just explain to me that the where you tutor is people before they go on to do an apprenticeship, is it?
Yeah, so what we do is people that would never have done the subject before that might have an interest in it or want to change into a new career, they could come and go to us first rather than jumping straight in to get employment through an apprenticeship.
Right.
So they come to us first for 1 year,
yep,
post-leaving cert course, and then they get an insight into what the trade is actually like, what is needed, what's required, what knowledge you need to gain and things like that. We also take on people that say are leaving school, have done their leaving cert and want to get into the trade but aren't able to find the employer to take them on. So what we do is we offer a pre-apprenticeship PLC, which is there to show the employers that this person is interested. They've taken ownership of their own education.
Right.
They're after jumping in and signing up to this course to further their chances of gaining an apprenticeship and their preferred or desired career.
Okay, so would that be kind of for the participants themselves? It's like a little taster of what they're getting into?
Yeah. you could put it down as that. It's a year-long taster.
Yeah.
No, you do have... We don't just look at, say, if you want to be a carpenter. You're not just specifically looking at carpentry just for the whole year.
Okay.
We show you different, say, areas of the trade. So CAD, which would be AutoCAD drawing.
Yep.
So that would be the drawing elements that builders would be using, reading drawings. We show people how to use that program. And then we found people that come in wanting to do the trade could then change their mind and go, oh, hang on, maybe I want to be an architectural technician or go to college or become an architect.
The skills very good
for the whole course stand and give them opportunities to further education through learning in college or the apprenticeship or whatever they prefer.
So it's kind of like what I was saying there to Doug about having pre-required skills.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So this would give you more skills and it'll give you more insight into different areas of the trades. The trade isn't just carpenters, plumbers, builders. Like, it's a wide range of careers and jobs and job opportunities out there that people don't know about it.
Okay. So, brilliant. And these PLC courses, they're a year long generally?
A year long course. So they will run the same academic year as school. So from September till May, with the same holidays and everything like that.
Good to know.
So that is vital to know for some students, yes.
Yeah, of course. The important stuff, as they say. And in regards to the PLC courses, what are the requirements for people to apply for one of them?
Well, generally it's 5 passes in a leaving cert.
Okay.
But we also take life experience and, like Doug was saying, case-by-case basis as well.
Sure.
So life experience does lead. So a person changing career might not necessarily have done a leaving cert, but they have life experience and they've had a career in a certain area. So we know they can learn and they can come in on time and this, that,
yes,
and the other.
Exactly.
So
okay,
they're just looking to upskill or change skills.
So again, my next question, I think you just answered it there. Is there a particular age group or it's just across the board of anybody who's willing and wanting to learn?
From 16 to 60.
Everybody uses those two ages.
And I've taught from 16 to 60.
Great. It's brilliant. So, well, what's it? Lifelong learning, as they say.
Exactly. That's what we're out there for.
And would you have any advice for anyone who is a little bit confused at the moment or, you know, not really sure what to do either in regards to a career change or indeed a school leaver who's...
Well, the only thing I'd say is, look, the opportunities are out there. But the thing is, you can't take an opportunity sitting at home.
That's it, yeah.
Go on to the website, sign up to the PLC course you're interested in. If you change your mind, you can always contact the college back and say, oh, I've signed up for construction technology and drafting, but I want to change to electrical or accounting or business. And you can change before the courses start.
Mm-hmm.
That just because you've applied for one thing, you're not nailed on. You can change your mind between March and September.
Yeah.
And every college, or especially our college, we're open to people changing their mind and wanting to jump to a different course or apply for a different course.
So get the ball rolling, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put it this way, as they say with the lotto, if you're not in, you can't win.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you're dead right.
It's your education. If you want to progress and you want to give yourself a better chance and a better opportunity going forward in the future, pick up that pencil, pick up that phone, fill out the application form,
just
and
get
come
it going.
Into us. And we're not scary. We're the same as everybody else out
just
there in the
people.
World. We're just people. It's just we have the information and we want to give it to you.
And if they were, yeah, you're so right, Alan. And that's it. I think people can get, you get paralysed with choice and you don't know what to do. But really what you've got to do is, as you said, just pick it up and get the ball rolling. Now, if they wanted to pick up the pencil and give you, or pick up the phone and give you a call, or find out a little bit more, Alan, where's best for them to go?
Our website and email.
Okay.
Our website is www.plunkettcollege.ie.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to email us, it's info@plunkettcollege.ie. Also, we have an open day coming up on the 17th of April, from 1:30 until 4:30. So you can come into the college, you can meet the tutors, you can talk to them about the different courses and different opportunities and options that we have inside there. And there are educational grants and everything like that out there these days to help people that might be
so many options
lacking in funds and things like that. So the options are there, but come into us. Meet us on the day, have a chat to us face to face, so that you're not just looking at a computer screen or pictures or whatever, that you can actually ask your questions and make an informed decision.
Yeah, there's nothing like an open day, just like downstairs, when you can actually get a chance to chat to everybody. And another point I just wanted to reiterate is that you did say, Alan, that a lot of these skills are transferable. So even if you do something and you opt to do something else, it's never a bad thing to get things started. Well, to you both, thank you so much for coming in today.
This is Lear FM
90.3.